better deal. Double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fight fire with fire, it's a dirty game. Gonna float like a feather in a hurricane. Oh, living on the edge. I can't shatter my soul when I break the ice. Though the water's deep, I'm gonna tow the line.
Fantastic.
There ain't no stone gonna pull me down to the bottom of the ocean and break the ground. Oh, still I'm on the edge.
Beautiful. Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news!
News. I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden's re-election campaign committee came into October with a lot more money than President Trump's, $177 million to $63 million, according to filings with the Federal Election Commission. The president tells supporters in Erie, Pennsylvania,
I could be the king of all fundraisers. I would be the greatest that ever lived. The president of the United States, all I have
do is give me a list of the top 100 companies. I'll call the president of every one. They will pay me whatever I want. I would set every record. The problem is I'd owe them.
He campaigns in North Carolina this evening. Joe Biden is off preparing for tomorrow night's debate. His running mate Kamala Harris meeting virtually with voters in Milwaukee, asking them to get to the polls, with early voting now underway in Wisconsin.
We vote because we know what's at stake, from health care to the economy, to the standing of our nation and the unity of our nation.
America's You're listening so to naughty. Fox News.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:05.
On the next debate, but I can't stand either one of these guys. I wish I had my own mute button.
Great news! You can mute the sound whenever you like with the TV mute button.
Cool, but that sounds like an expensive add-on.
It's already on your remote. Just find the button with a picture of a speaker with a line through it. Then, when you hear this,
right, because and by Obama the way, he doesn't know how.
Never done a single thing.
Simply press it.
Ah, the sweet sound of silence. But wait, I can still see them.
Then try the giant red TV power button.
Wow, a blank screen with no picture or sound. I'm sold.
The TV mute button and the TV power button. Find yours today.
This is going to be the best debate ever.
Guess what time it is?
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
The time is...
Wake up!
Time!
Wake up!
Hey, wake up, stupid!
Wake up, Domi!
We're gonna wake up and we're gonna make a difference.
Let's wake up the rest of the gang.
The rest of the gang?
Wake up and listen up.
Okay!
Let's go!
It's showtime!
And here we are, as our staff dwindles by the day.
Yes, once again, I'm called into service and glad to be here.
That's Rusty Aldridge.
Hello.
And this is Rosie.
Yes.
Rosie. In case you didn't catch it, in social media this morning, Rich Thomas now has been diagnosed COVID positive. Fortunately, so far, the symptoms, let's put it this way, Jay Scott's had a much a tougher time with his. But Rich is very, very fatigued. He's running a fever yesterday. That's what prompted him to go get tested. So I have no idea when either will be able to rejoin the show. So we're just going to do our best, man. I just want him to get well. That's all I really care about at this point, and everything else will take care of itself, right?
That's right.
Right.
So now that I've espoused an opinion I really wish I believed.
Yeah. You do.
I do.
We support it.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I want to agree with that. But this is Rich. He is still doing the weather. See?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Oh.
Ah. It's beginning to look a lot like Halloween. Everywhere's a ghoul. Seems too early to begin marketing once again. Right next to all the stuff for back to school. It's beginning to look a lot like Halloween.
Halloween.
Masks in every store. And there's still about 10 weeks before all the kids will be begging at your front door. I tried to buy a beach chair, but there were none there. There were jack-o'-lanterns galore. And costumes for miles in all of the aisles. They're scattered all over the floor. Now every year Halloween is here sooner than before. It's beginning to look a lot like Halloween. Inside all the stores. It's not even Labor Day, but look at all the displays filled with blood and gore.
Hey there.
Hi
there.
A happy thought.
Oh, there. Still no word. There's been no edict from those who issue them on what's happening with Halloween, right? They're probably discouraging door-to-door.
They are.
I think they are. Now, I have seen some people come up with some pretty unique methods of delivering candy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made a big Frankenstein thing with his arm stretched out about 8 feet, and that 8 feet was the like PVC pipe, and it was on an angle, and the kid stands down there with their bag, and you just let the gravity take care of it. And then they put like an old-timey clothesline.
Uh-huh.
Up there, and they spool it out to them. And then if you just don't want to get out of the car, just go by real fast and throw it in the window.
I heard somebody had come up with a catapult that would allow them to shoot the candy out to the sidewalk. But it sounds like something you could put your eye out with.
Exactly.
World Series last night. Dodgers looked good, Rosie.
They did.
We'll have more on that later.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's kind of a
a little bit of the game.
Anticlimactic thing, isn't it?
Yeah. At least there's fans in the stands there.
Where are they playing? I know they're
Texas. Texas, okay. Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Fort Worth area, spent $1 billion to build a new baseball stadium for the Rangers. The Rangers, the old stadium, they only had it for 26 years. Usually these things are supposed to last 40 or 50 years.
Right.
But they built this new thing, and then, of course, the first year it's open, nobody can go. The team played in it, but no fans.
$1 billion.
Now, in Texas, they've allowed 20% capacity, and all those tickets were sold, so you could actually hear fans. And it's sad when you look at a game and you're like, wow, there's fans in the stands. Like, that's really shocking. That shouldn't be.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
You know? So it's all still weird. All still weird.
And it may get weirder.
Let's hope not.
No, you got to allow for that. It could get weirder.
And Leon's getting larger.
Ah.
Good old Leon.
First Leon sighting of the morning.
Always a click away. We're doing our TV hit today. I'm not going to mention the name. Have you seen this commercial for Doug Jones on TV?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've seen this one.
Yeah, it's, he looks good, doesn't he?
looks like he parted his hair in the middle and he didn't have anything to cover it with. And he fought like hell for them farmers.
We're going to, I believe, on TV today, talk about the discontinuation of Tab. And then I've got a list of other sodas that have come and gone.
Uh-huh.
So we'll talk a little bit about that and what we're drinking these days. And other exciting stuff. I'm sorry, I'm just, the last 24 hours has been, I'm feeling fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, you're distracted because you
three of your co-hosts that are normally here and are doing things for the program are not here. So you're having to do it all. Yeah, you do.
You look great.
You know how to flip the switch for the lights for CBS, correct?
Tell me,
I'll
go over
there. On this side over here. That switch that...
No, that's on the right one.
Okay.
And when we take our first break, I'll go look for the thing. Talk about Jack Ingram for a moment. They've got some October specials going on at Jack Ingram Nissan that are certainly worth a look, where you can get into a new Murano, which is an awesome, awesome SUV. A little bit bigger than the Rogue with a few other bells and whistles. Really nice. Test drove a 2016 at Jack Ingram Signature, and it was between that and I went with a Rogue, but I would have been happy with either. $299 a month purchase. All the details at jackingramnissan.com. 2020 Sentra S, $229 a month. Details on that purchase at jackingram.com. And $249 a month for an Altima 2.5 S, which is my nuclear physicist sister's car. And she's a Nissan fan because she knows how things work. And she's been buying Nissan products for, gosh, 30 years. And I'm not going to argue with a nuclear physicist.
She's smart.
Even one I'm related to. 183 IQ.
Wow.
And they have a great pre-owned inventory as well. Certified pre-owned deals at Jack Ingram Nissan. All the stores have great values through the month of October. Go to jackingram.com and sharp till your heart's content.
That sounds like fun.
You got to go with what the fun. I got the timeline today, but the machine dying, I'm convinced, we all know the big story right now is that big tech is running interference for Joe Biden on this election.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced that it comes right down to the fact that we have a converter downstairs that takes a YouTube video and puts it into an MP3 format.
Mm-hmm.
So you can upload it to the system. And it won't work on anything that has Donald Trump's name in it. Any YouTube
really?
Will not convert. I'm convinced. This is just a product, a byproduct, a tech product. I think they're all in on it. I mean, I can't even do that.
That's kind of scary.
And it wouldn't... I do have a song for today's Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, but we may have teachers work there or something. it's not going to come out. We have this category here in the studio of things that we used to be able to play, but... And some will come out, but most of them won't. So I'm looking for something that will let me... won't let me take the happening. Horse... Remember that?
The horse? Oh, yeah.
Cliff Nobles.
Yeah, so what... did something expire, the reason it won't play, or...?
No, it's not expired. It's just not cooperating.
Hmm. And that's the new computer, isn't it? Or is it?
No, this is the old.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, it has all kinds of... This is like having a relationship with a woman. I've been working with her for 15 years, and I still don't know all its secrets.
Well, that's what keeps the mystery alive.
Yeah. It is 6:17. So it's me and Rosie and Rusty today, and we've got your local news at CBS 8, and then we'll be joining them on TV, CBS 8 and ABC 32, in about 6.5 shopping minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted unanimously Tuesday night to pass an ordinance that would establish provisions and requirements for opening package stores. The ordinance was supported by many neighborhood associations in South and West Montgomery. The city of Prattville is holding a food drive for families displaced by an apartment fire last weekend. Donations can be made at Prattville City Hall or at the Autauga Interfaith Care Center through November 1st. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama is now topping 153,000. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,600 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We are experiencing a technical difficulty here. Why wouldn't we? There's our mouse. Our mouse vanished on us.
Yes, it did.
This is not going well this morning.
Boy, that should have been on television.
With our luck, it will be shortly. 620.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1. We have a lift.
Can I get a soda?
Supply Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, this is actually involving some rocket and some science.
Yeah.
As they get ready to put 4G on the moon. So that, well, yeah, we'll have cellular towers up there.
Well, we've got to have cell phones on the moon.
When we go back.
Yeah.
So this is, it's Nokia. I don't know if there's a special program for the moon. Nokia has announced it's working with the U.S. Space Administration, NASA, to build a 4G LTE network for moonwalkers by late 2022.
Wow.
The technology just keeps moving. And I like this because it sounds like there's a plan to do it.
Yeah, but they got to keep them towers low so when the cow jumps over, you don't catch the...
Yeah, you want to catch the cow's delicate underbelly, right?
Right.
We don't want any cow udders stuck on the sofa.
No, it'd be utterly ridiculous.
Imagine the service call that would require. Here's a sneak preview of how this will work.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for telecommunications. Now that 4G is set up on the moon, we can continue setting... Oh, I've got a call coming in. Hello? Oh, hello, dear. Yes. I'll pick up some quinoa on the way home. Should be about 3 days. Okay. Love to you and the kids. All right, back to the mission. Houston, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
So it's going to work there the way it does here. You just have to walk around until you get a good connection.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have the timeline for October 21st, and I'm getting very stubborn about this, trying to find out, because I have to be the substitute teacher in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. I think I found a good Philadelphia song for you today.
Good, good, good.
And any minute now, we will be joining up with our friends on CBS 8 and Alabama News Rising. And the topic is discontinued sodas. In fact, I have a tab is the reason we're doing this today. Because they're going to stop making that. But there have been others that have come and gone.
I have not had one of those in many years. Did they ever get to tasting any better? Because
starting your day the right way with Rising.
Well, Coca-Cola has a wide variety of drinks that are popular and that you may not even realize are a Coke product. Now the company is starting to discontinue drinks that are unsuccessful, including a classic one that was popular in the 80s. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Survivor.
Yes.
We have Rusty Aldridge today. Rosie is here today as Jay and now Rich, who tested positive for COVID yesterday, are on the route to wellness.
Yes. Chicken soup, that kind of thing.
Who knows? We'll be here tomorrow. I'm feeling good, though.
Feeling better.
Yes. Yeah.
Good to hear.
I think Rich will be recouping quickly. There's a lot of stuff. First of all, Tab. I was a major soda drinker. They contain a lot of calories, and when they started to become a weight problem for me, I was hoping somebody would come up with a diet soda. This is in the 80s that wouldn't taste wretched.
And Tab was not it.
No. I mean, if you were crawling out of a desert on a 125 degree afternoon, I'm sure it was very refreshing. But it just
didn't do it for me.
It's like carbonated water with something, but you weren't sure what. Some may remember Lemon Fresh and Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
Which was another sugar-free drink that was supposed to be a low-calorie substitute for the real stuff. All of that disappeared when the greatest invention of the 20th century came along, aspartame.
Yuck.
They say that that'll make you stupid.
Yeah, and, it does.
What doesn't make you stupid? Women make me stupid.
I didn't find out about it till much later. And it was too late.
Well, the thing was, saccharin was the original low-calorie sweetener for these drinks. And everybody freaked out because they were injecting Atlas V booster rockets full of saccharin into lab mice. And they were getting tumors. Well,
of course.
There was, compared to the size of the mouse's body,
not a tumor.
I think, anybody would get them. But it's not the only one that's been discontinued.
Okay, so what else has been axed?
This is not the first Coca-Cola product to be discontinued. Coca-Cola Black. Anybody remember that?
No.
Don't remember that one.
Coca-Cola Black had coffee in it. It was their attempt to merge Coca-Cola and coffee
God.
I know.
Sounds terrible.
Not exactly pleasant.
That sounds unhealthy.
Yeah, it does.
In the 80s... Coca-Cola decided, here's a good idea. Let's take a formula that's worked with us for seven decades and change it and call it New Coke. When the old one was really, it's like one of the top three.
Aspartame. That's had to be what it was.
Well, there was such a negative reaction to that move that Coca-Cola had to bring back the old formula. They called it Coke Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's back to the original formula again, but it took them many years to get over that.
Have you ever had a Buffalo Rock?
I know the name of the company, but I've never had a Buffalo Rock.
I think it's a Pepsi product, but it looked like a little barrel. I think it's like a root beer, but it's like furniture polish, man. It's bad.
I can't say I have. Other sodas that have been around, Lifesaver soda, that was a thing for a while. That was supposed to target kids because they were the same colors. The sodas were the same colors as the Lifesavers. Aspen soda.
Greg, I have to say, I have never felt so unprepared for a segment, and I am so glad that you have the history of Coca-Cola. If this is ever a trivia question or something, you are my phone a friend. That is for sure.
Well, sure, but this kind of, even though I have not had a Tab in a long, long time, and I wasn't really a fan when it was around, it's still a brand that is going away that's been in the grocery stores for many, many years, and there's a bit of a pang there, And soda habits in general. Like, I love Diet Coke, but I've kind of dialed back on that. Maybe I'll have one or two glass bottles a day. Soda must be consumed out of a glass bottle for maximum pleasure.
It is better.
Are you drinking any particular soda? If I wanted to make you happy, what would I go down to the vending machine and get a squirt?
No. 7-Up or Sprite.
How about Mellow Yellow?
Those are good.
Are they still making that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I like Diet Dr. Pepper.
And this concludes my lecture on the history of sodas on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Don't you feel, for us, Greg.
Don't you feel well informed?
I hope I helped.
We are so much more informed this morning about sodas. We are good to go after this. Thank you, guys. We will check back in with you all tomorrow morning.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay. We survived that.
Yes, we did.
I'll get it.
Rather humorous.
Risky click of the morning. Who's this?
Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Greg. So far, so good. I just wanted to remind you of a couple of sodas real quick.
Sure.
Tab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jolt.
Oh, Jolt.
I remember Jolt Cola.
I wonder if they still make that stuff.
It was the energy drink of its day.
Here is how. Yep. Here's the Tab came along in the 70s, and here's how they sold it to America. For beautiful people.
Yeah.
What did
I remember that.
What did ugly people drink in the 70s, I wonder? If the beautiful
people. They drank Tab so they could be beautiful people.
I bathed in it. It didn't help me.
Well, anyway, I just wanted a little jolt from the past.
I appreciate that, and I wish I had thought of Jolt while we were on TV. I was negligent, remiss.
You weren't jolting.
In other words,
I suck at this job.
What's the first initial of your last name, Ann?
T. Oh. But don't put me in for anything. I live too far away.
Okay.
My goodness, where do you live?
I live clear out in Salem. I work in Tuskegee, and I'm getting off work right now as I'm going home. So wow. I never come to Montgomery. I just hear you guys when I get off work, and I love to call and talk to y'all in the morning.
Salem, you said? What is that near?
Nothing.
Okay.
Go to the middle of nowhere.
It's between Opelika and Smith Station.
Wow.
It's about the size of your little fingernail.
Wow. Well, we're very flattered that you listened to us at the end
of
your work.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Drive safely.
Y'all have a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning. To mow your lawn. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun.
It was nice out there this morning. I understand we might be getting some rain a little later in the week.
Yeah, yes. I have been negligent. I should have gotten a temperature for everybody this morning.
It was 62 just a little while ago.
I'm wearing many hats. It's up to 64.
Oh, my goodness.
With a wind chill of 62.
Ah.
And we just got a picture sent to us by Gary of Pomac.
You know, I have heard something about that. Somebody told me something about that one time. I'm going to look it up, see if I can remember.
Well, it sits in a glass. It looks like bourbon or something. Or a urine sample. I can't make up my mind.
Yeah.
It's probably made from some fruit.
It's the brand name of a carbonated soft drink made by Carlsberg Svirge AB of fruits and berries. Matured in oak barrels for three. Sounds like whiskey.
Yeah.
It looks like it, too. Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a quick story about Tab. My parents loved it, and I was very young at the time. And so to me, it was like cool to sneak in the kitchen in the middle of the night and take a swig of Tab, and I felt all rebellious and stuff, but it tasted so awful that for years I didn't want any carbonated because I never knew what a good carbonated beverage tasted like. So if anybody ever offered me a Coke or a Pepsi or anything, I'd be like, nah, I'm good, because I thought all carbonated beverages tasted like Tab. It was awful.
That, like I said, you know, we were all looking for some way around the high-calorie content and all the sugar in a soda. Tab was the first mainstream effort. And like I said, if you crawled out of a desert on a nice 125-degree day, it was great. Otherwise,
it was actually good parenting because it kept me away from the other bad stuff.
Good.
Because
see how that worked out?
You know, yeah, it worked out. And but anyway, I just wanted to share that little quick Tab story. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Tab was interesting because you could never figure out what the flavor is. It wasn't cola. It wasn't sweet enough to be cola.
It tasted like shoe leather soaked in kerosene.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6:33 in 27 minutes. I think Chad Sasser or maybe Haley will slip the key into the front door at Lewis Lawn. They'll be open from 7 to 5 today. Like automobiles, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, those kinds of equipment all have model years. And the 2021s are coming in, and they want to move the 2020s out. So it's a great time to get ready freely for the next mowing season because the grass is already starting to get a little bit dormant and have something brand new to work with. And at Lewis Lawn, they also have a full service department to support whatever you purchase. And a new product line, for those of you who don't like pole starters and gasoline-powered products, called the Ego. The mowers, blowers, they sit on a charging station. When you're ready to use it, you detach and hit on. It is so easy. That is a new product line that's been hugely popular there at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191 is their number if you have questions. And it's a great place if you have something in the garage or shed that hasn't worked in a while, bring it by and give those geniuses in the service department a chance to bring it back to life. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, Lewis Lawn. Traffic and then the timeline for October 21st, the day which will live in infirmary.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are still light to moderate all over the city with the exception of East South Boulevard at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. A little busy there as folks get into town this morning. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We've got no issues there. We do have a problem, though, on I-65 southbound on the ramp to Highway 31 at Hope Hall. If you're exiting there this morning, use caution. Moderate crash on the ramp. Authorities are working it as we speak. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max two per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
On
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The holidays will soon be here. And while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Riverside Chevrolet. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Sitting in for Rich Thomas with the timeline for October 21st, I'm your mediocre substitute host, Greg Goodell.
Don't be so hard on yourself, man. And, you know, it's just kind of a slow start, man. 7 o'clock, I'm looking for something big to happen. I don't know what it is, but maybe not here, but something big is going to happen.
Fires in the studio.
It's 2020. You have to be ready for anything.
That's right.
It was on this date, 1879, Thomas Edison turned on the...
That was me. Not you.
The first working light bulb in Menlo Park, New Jersey. It burned out after 40 hours. As opposed to me, I burned out after about 36 years. 102 years ago, 1918, Margaret Owen of New York City set a typing speed record on a manual typewriter at 170 words per minute with no errors.
Holy tamale.
Wow.
That's astonishing.
Now, were these just random words, or she was typing some text, or what?
I don't have a... copy of what she did. Just 100... I would imagine that's 170 words. I don't think she typed the letter A 170 times, but... That it's almost inconceivable that somebody could type that fast.
Yeah. On a manual typewriter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with the keys that strike and all that.
Yeah.
I was a fast typist, and I started out on one of those old Smith Corona clunkers. But if you type too fast, the keys would come up at the same time and get locked together.
Right.
So you had to pull them back and pry them down.
Mm. And there was only 24 letters in the alphabet then, too, so... They added the rest when they added Hawaii and that other state.
Alaska?
Yes, that one.
Number one song this date, 72. This was going to be our Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting song, but the system wouldn't let me add it. Superfly. And what's interesting is songs like Superfly and a few others from R&B, Stevie Wonder stuff, were all part of classic rock radio when it was launched in the late 70s. And... I thought that was cool. It was compatible, you know? It was hip. Hip was the key factor. Not the format it came from, not whether it was electric or called rock and roll. Was it hip?
And it was.
Helen Reddy, not hip. Freddie's Dead, hip.
Curtis Mayfield.
Same year, and this was a thing that caused a lot of radio stations distress, My Ding-a-Ling became Chuck Berry's first number one song. And, of course,
everybody lost their mind.
Yeah, yeah. My Ding-a-Ling. There you go. Number one song.
About 1977 over there at Wetumpka High School, we had a talent show, and somebody did that, and they actually got all the way through it. And, of course, everybody sang along. Nobody got put out of school, but there were some repercussions like, don't do that again.
1975, I remember this because I went over to a friend's house and started watching the game. And it was a great game, but it just went on and on. Finally had to leave and go home just in time to watch Charlton Fisk. Who's Charlton?
Charlton Heston.
That's the only Charlton I know.
Charlton Heston Fisk hit a ball deep to left field and willed it fair, his famous body English. One of the more memorable sports shots in TV, and totally by accident. There was a camera in left field wall, in the left field wall at Fenway Park, and they had it trained on Fisk. And after he hit the home run, the cameraman saw a huge rat, and he backed away from the camera, and it just sort of bounced to the left, and it accidentally followed Fisk with the body English trying to keep the ball fair. So one of the greatest TV shots in sports history was a complete fluke caused by a giant rodent.
Wow.
1992, a report prepared for the L.A. Police Commission made an amazing discovery. The city was unprepared to handle the rioting that broke out the previous spring.
In 1992.
We're probably going to get a similar report either later this year or early next year. This is funny. 1992, Madonna made that coffee table book called Sex. And a lot of the photos that she was in were nude.
Yes.
And they were shot at various places around South Florida.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know how well it sold at $49.95, which is a pretty heavy price for a book in 1992.
Uh-huh.
I never saw it on anybody's coffee table.
As I remember, a lot of those shots were like, they were out in public.
Yes.
She'd run out there and get nude, and somebody would take a couple of pictures. And she was real... She was real, real buff in those days, real real toned, but to me, not very attractive.
Let's see. Fred Rerun Barry of What's Happening died on this date 17 years ago, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush, he of...
Police clap.
invoked the hastily passed Terry's Law and ordered that a feeding tube be reinserted into... Terry Schiavo. Boy, that was a...
I remember that.
That was a big talk show topic everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she was... The tube was removed for the third and final time. She passed away 2 weeks later on March 31st. Kirk Jones became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls without safety devices. He was charged with illegally performing a stunt.
Did he just fall in and get washed over, or what?
No safety devices, no protection, so I'm assuming he went over as a swimmer. And you got to give him credit. That couldn't have been too easy to do. And on this date in 2005, Saddam Hussein's defense lawyer, a guy named Sadun Sugair al-Janabi...
What?
was found murdered in Baghdad with two gunshot wounds to the head just 2 days after the trial began. That may have been a parting gift from the late Saddam.
Yeah, friend of the Clintons, maybe?
We're going to skip the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting today. I promise the show's going to be better tomorrow. Celebrity birthdays. Anybody we care about here?
Who's having a birthday?
Probably not.
Most of these people I've never heard of. Amber Rose?
Nope.
Oh, Kim Kardashian is 40. And by the way, good for her, because... Everybody was trying to get her to denounce Trump, but she refused to do it, saying, he listened to my ideas on prison reform and acted on them, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're starting to see a spine grow in just a few people out there in Hollywood. Also on this date, Ronnie and Nancy Reagan's daughter, Patty, she turned 68. 10 years older than Patty is Judge Judy, who is 78 years old, the highest paid daytime TV performer.
And she's kind of mellowed out a little bit, but she's still entertaining.
Yeah, she doesn't put up with any crap.
No.
This is a shocker. How old do you think Manfred Mann from Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Doo and Blinded by the Light fame is?
79.
76.
If he sees the light, don't walk towards the light, Manfred, at age 80.
Wow. Ooh.
This would have been Whitey Ford's birthday, but he passed away a couple of weeks ago. The chairman of the board for the New York Yankees. On the countdown, 10 days till Halloween, 11 days until daylight savings time ends, and Christmas is coming. That is your timeline.
And now, Wayne Finger's winning winner of the day.
I am so excited.
And the Wayne Finger's winning winner of the day is...
Frank Thomas.
Yay.
Frank Thomas. Yeah. Thomas. Who says he can't be? I mean, he did play football.
Yeah.
But he went on to have a Hall of Fame baseball career. So Frank Thomas is the name you'll need between 3 and 6 this afternoon. At a whimsical point during the show, I will ask you to be caller 7 with the name Frank Thomas. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown.
Sweet.
Help me remember. I want to contact them because I want to Well, wait a minute. Now that I think about it, we don't know if anybody will be here Friday.
Probably not.
Let me grab this call. Hello.
Hey, Greg. David.
David, what's up?
How you doing this morning?
Yeah.
Hey, I was actually living in Buffalo in the summer of 1984, and a friend of mine and I went to Niagara Falls, and we were leaving, and there was a red van that was pulled alongside the roadway there along the river, Niagara River.
Down by the river?
Van. Yeah, and this friend of mine actually made the comment. He said, that's odd, and I said, why? He said, they don't allow people to park there, you know? Mm. And we got back to his house, which was about a 20-minute drive away, and we had just missed the guy was just getting ready to offload. He was a Czechoslovakian stuntman who had built a custom metal barrel that he had in the back of the van, rolled it off the van on some ramps, and into the river he went, like 5 minutes after we went by him.
Just missed it, huh?
So
just missed it.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he made it.
Wow.
Sure did. So, but it was breaking news there, you know, when we got back to his house. They had it on TV showing, they had somebody, you know, videoing it. Of him going into the river. But, yeah, it was just by 5 minutes we missed seeing him.
Well, your brush with history has been so noted, David. We appreciate the call, man.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thanks.
Never been to Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Very impressive.
Was this a honeymoon?
No. I was born in Buffalo.
Born in Buffalo, moved to California,
yes.
Came here. She's like Queen Tut. Boring Arizona, Queen Tut. All righty, it is 6:50. All callers to the show qualify for our end of the week grand prize drawing. And if we're all still here to have a show, somebody will win the works from Don Duncan on American Auto and Tire. We'll have another Duncan and Son Predictathon on Friday. Who's playing who this weekend? You know?
Yes.
Oh, she's got her.
She's got it written down. That's cheating.
Alabama's at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Auburn is at Ole Miss.
Well, which game should we do? Maybe we'll do both. We have not had a winner yet. This is the first time we've gotten this deep into any season without having a winner. And it's worth your time. Your guess will be worth a voucher that will get you services, tires, whatever you need from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. You can open the account at any one of their three locations. Serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Rich's forecast, traffic update, and then back with the cheap and trashy for today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning. We're beginning to build just a bit now. Northeast Boulevard taking on cars from the Wetumpka Highway. Also, Congressman Dickinson getting a little busy as well. We are still busy on East South Boulevard, Highway 331 at Norman Bridge, but that's about it. Light to moderate everywhere else. And if you're just joining us this morning, I-65 southbound at the Hope Hall exit to Highway 31. On the ramp, a moderate crash earlier. If you're heading that way this morning, use caution as you take that ramp. Stick around for more traffic updates. Holiday parties are approaching rapidly. The Front Porch Grill has years of experience catering every kind of event. Book them now, the Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Barack Obama holds his first in-person rally of the campaign tonight in Philadelphia for his former Vice President Joe Biden. He says in a social media video to younger voters,
I know there's plenty out there to make
I'm
people feel
I'm a total
cynical.
Bumbling idiot.
And plenty of people are going to seize on
I drank
that,
beer heavily
convince you that your
and tried
vote
drugs
doesn't
enthusiastically.
Matter.
Yes!
It's not new.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 19th through the 24th. Shop great sales all week long throughout the Garden Center, including 20% off camellias, 30% off all azaleas, 50% off select outdoor pottery, 40% off select outdoor furniture, and up to 50% off a wide variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 19th through the 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve, from a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:56 on a 64-degree morning, Greg Budell with Rusty Aldridge and Lizzie Brock. Taking a look at the cheap and trashy side of news from Hollywood.
Yeah?
Story here that Nicolas Cage won nearly $20,000 playing roulette in the Bahamas 30 years ago. He said he immediately went to an orphanage, handed over the money, and never gambled again.
Wow.
However, anybody that's read a little on Nick knows that he's made well over $100 million making movies, and he is bankrupt.
Really?
So if gambling isn't taking that money away in a stupid fashion, what is?
He buys crazy stuff. Didn't he buy a dinosaur or something? Or
a dinosaur skeleton?
Yeah.
He was kind of like, the Michael Jackson of his profession. It's crazy. Politics have destroyed another family.
Uh-oh.
Scott Baio is very upset that his Happy Days co-stars are doing a cast reunion to benefit the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Dopey, in other words, Ron Howard, tweeted that he'll be doing a cast reunion to benefit the Wisconsin Democratic Party with Mrs. Ross and Henry Fonzie Winkler and Donnie Most and Anson Williams. And to all of you who I used to really like.
Screw off.
Yeah,
go to hell.
Scott Baio is a conservative.
Yeah.
Big time.
Not the Fonz.
Demi Lovato. Oh, yeah, the Fonz is.
Oh, no.
He's probably. He and Dopey are in a race to see who can be the furthest left.
Mm.
Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus are seeing aliens now.
Mm. Like on a social basis or just.
Demi said on Instagram recently she spent a few days in Joshua Tree. That's in California, right?
Uh-huh.
With some experts on extraterrestrials, and she saw stuff, even included video and pictorial proof of alien life.
Oh.
I think Miley could find that in the nearest mirror.
Well.
You like those memes, don't you?
Oh, I'm a Mimi fan.
You seen the one with her saying, "I smoke more dope than anybody," and it's got a picture of Willie and Snoop Dogg looking at her like, what?
Later on, we got a couple of chit-chat topics here. The best movie and TV show plot twists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one other item of note. The Fast and Furious franchise is ending after 80 films. They don't even use the words. Now it's F9. That's the one that's been delayed by the pandemic.
Now, is Vin Diesel in this one? Or The Rock?
I don't know. By the time they finish this, they'll all be using walkers and wheelchairs and racing those.
That's bad. It's true, but that's bad.
In fact, what movie has come out since all of this came? Nothing really.
I saw several that were coming out, and then everything hit the fan, and they're on demand on the cable. And that new James Bond, they're holding it because it's supposed to be huge.
Yeah, but till when? I mean,
yeah.
I was reading, sport, that none of the teams.